been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, it's Friday, finally edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, working out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina today, where it's quite pleasant. Water blue, sky blue, clouds white, and the Dow green right now. Dow futures up 30 points, we'll call it. That would put us at about 25,600. We had a pretty good spill in the Dow yesterday. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, those futures were up about 10 points last time I looked. The NASDAQ had a very good day yesterday, while the Dow had a bad day. That has been a regular occurrence here recently. S&P futures up about 4 points right now, 3,144. Russell 2000, small cap up just a little bit. It is a freaky Friday, however. You know, the way the market opens probably won't even be close to how it closes. That's the way Fridays have gone recently. I'll be on it all day long. Crude oil down 22 cents, back under $40 per barrel. $39.40. I'm sure the spike in coronavirus keeping more people at home these days. Not driving. Gold up $9.50. Gold has been breaking out recently. My gold holdings have been doing very well. Gold is at $1,813 per ounce. Silver up another 13 cents today. $19.09. And the bond market, which has been really, really quiet, it's in rally mode. I noticed a big jump in the bond market yesterday as rates now under 0.60. We're at 0.59. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I've got my newsletter face on today. I've got a lot already done on the newsletter. I will be updating the leading asset classes out there in the world right now. You've got 33 to choose from. I will be updating the sectors of the market, the rankings. You've got 66 of those to choose from. I can't even emphasize enough how important it is to be in the right sectors right now. If it's a stock picker's market, it's also a sector picker's market, and it's an asset class picker's market. You go down one notch from sector picking, then it comes to buying the best stocks within the best sectors. That's the way it works from my point of view. I'll be updating my portfolios this weekend. You can check the results that we've put up. Is this just all mumbo jumbo that I talk about here every day? What good would it be if it didn't work? All right. Well, the proof is in the pudding. All right. You can check out the banana pudding, the vanilla pudding, the tapioca, and see how we've done so far this year with the four growth portfolios that I run and the bond portfolio that we run over here at our firm. You can mix and match. Make a nice little outfit that fits together nicely. We do our best to protect you during the down times and put our pedal to the metal and make hay while the sun shines. That's our motto around here. The sun is shining right now. We have continued to have our pedal to the metal. But I also think it's important to have a hedge right now, just a small one. Gold is a hedge in a way, but also an inverse ETF here or there, because I do think the market has a bit of a valuation problem at the current time. Well, yesterday we had a pretty wild day in the market. We were up in the morning, and then all of a sudden we were down 500 points. And that came right at the exact moment that the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, announced a decision, a split decision. They heard two different cases, one from Congress wanting to peek at President Trump's tax returns. That one was shot down. While the other one, which involves the Manhattan District Attorney in New York, they do have a right to look at his tax return, but they're sending it back to the lower court where the fight can continue, all right? The delay, the stall, and it will more than likely not happen before this year's big contested election, to say the least, contested. And even if it were to happen, they can't really release the results unless someone were to leak the results, and that's been known to happen. So that upended the market yesterday from my perspective, and I also think a little bit later in the day we got news out of Florida that it continues to spike the COVID, and there's even some talk. In fact, Fauci, Dr. Fauci, telling several states you might want to consider shutting down once again. Well, that wasn't expected in this rebound and this reopening of America. And, of course, the school debate, whether to go back to school or not, continues. I think if I was a fifth grader, I remember when I was a fifth grader, I would definitely vote no, let's stay at home. This is pretty cool, hanging out on the couch all day. Better than sitting in that classroom. But you know what? At the same time, it's a burden on parents right now, so got to strike some kind of balance there. We had another day where tech was up, NASDAQ was up, and the Dow was down. I just look at it as growth stocks versus value stocks in a way, and I also look at it as cyclical stocks versus growth stocks. And right now, the growth stocks continue to hold sway. We've got not a lot going on in the market today in the way of news. We did get the PPI numbers, the Producer Price Index, showing deflation, which should come as no surprise in this current environment that we are in. And, you know, I'd tell you another thing about the cyclical story. With the uptick in COVID-19, that's hurting the cyclicals. And money is flowing back into the pajama economy stocks. Now, it could change here. Any kind of movement on the vaccine or a decrease in the number of new coronavirus cases, which we're not seeing yet, could change it back to, you know, for a while there, and I said it was a fake move. It was a head fake. The airlines, the industrials, the travel and leisure stocks, the restaurants, there was no way those stocks were ready to come roaring back like they did. But the growth stocks, who maintained their growth through thick or thin, they continue to rally. European stocks lower. Virus fears continue to reverberate. China stocks had a pretty good day again yesterday. There were several standouts that I saw from my observations of the market yesterday, and I'm going to go over those when we come back in the second quarter of the show. I've got about 10 or 12 that caught my eye as I traveled about the waterways of the market yesterday and observing. Not doing much buying or selling yesterday, but observing and enjoying what I currently own. We had a couple of stocks yesterday, three actually, that really lit up the board. Been on a good run here lately. The boys were texting me last night. I said, man, I just can't believe how well our portfolios are doing. I said, look, I just keep my fingers crossed. Work hard every day, hope my luck doesn't run out, and continue to look for those best stocks now. And it's really been doing well here recently. You can check that out, of course, in the newsletter this weekend for yourself. Retaliation over the French digital tax and a ban on five Chinese companies. The U.S. is expected to announce today actions against France over its digital services tax. You better run to Costco if you drink French wine or like French cheeses, because there may be a tariff coming. Better get over there to the Costco near you immediately and buy your French goods. But America will spend those suspend those taxes if France defers the collections from U.S. technology firms. And, of course, the Trump administration plans to finalize regulations this week that will bar the U.S. government from buying goods or services from any company that uses products from five Chinese firms: Huawei, Hikvision, Dahua, Hytera, and ZTE Corp. The war with China continues. When we come back, my observations from yesterday, some stocks that made my eyeballs almost pop out. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. 12 states hit 7-day COVID highs. Will we ever get back to normal again? Man, I don't think the experts, the so-called CDC experts, were expecting this comeback in the COVID-19 like it had. Maybe, however, it's running its course. I don't know. 12 states hit a 7-day COVID high. Fauci says some should consider shutdown. California now has 7,700 new cases, up 26% from a week ago. Florida has 9,255 new cases, up nearly 30%. There was also an 18.4% spike in the percentage of positive cases in Florida on Wednesday. States with surges in COVID should seriously think about a shutdown, says White House Health Advisor Anthony Fauci, but it's not up to him to say which. He says what we are seeing is exponential growth. It went from an average of about 20 to 40 and 50,000, from 20 to 40 to 50,000, that's doubling. If you continue doubling, well, that would not be a good thing. We need to get this thing needs to get out of here. Move on. Washington State town prints local currency for coronavirus relief. If you live in Tenino in Washington State, a town of fewer than 2,000 people, they've begun printing their own wooden currency. Well, I guess it's got the same value as our currency these days, to help residents and businesses through the coronavirus crisis. Back in 1931, civic leaders printed local wooden banknotes to restore consumer confidence after the town's bank failed during the Great Depression. Well, okay, go get your wooden currency. You can cash them in at City Hall for cash. Starbucks to require mask at company-owned U.S. stores. Now, I don't know how you know, as you drive down the street and you pass 27 Starbucks on your way to work, I don't know how you know which ones are company-owned and which ones aren't company-owned, but if you're going into a company-owned store, you better have a mask ready. It will require customers to wear facial coverings at all company-owned locations. The new policy will begin on July 15th. Of course, there's a lot of other companies. It's Costco, I'm pretty sure, still is requiring a mask, everybody. And the major airlines still requiring a mask. The IEA, these are the oil guys. They see improved oil demand. It's improving. We talked about the railroad yesterday. And I'm sure if business at the railroads are picking up, business at the trucking industry is picking up. So there is oil demand coming back, but COVID-19 continues to cloud the outlook. In the meantime, Reuters is saying, get ready for Tesla and the S&P 500. That seems to me like it should have happened already, but it hasn't. Tesla appears on the verge of joining the S&P 500, Reuters reports, a move that would unleash a flood of new demand for the company's shares. Okay, here's your trivia question of the day. How much is Tesla stock up over the last 12 months? 500%. We should have just put it all on Tesla. Let her ride. Stronger than expected Q2 vehicle deliveries announced last week have sparked confidence that Tesla will record its first cumulative four-quarter profit. That's a key hurdle for inclusion to the S&P 500. Did you know that? I did not know that. So if they can report four quarters of profit in a row, they may then move into the S&P 500. Analysts predict massive demand for Tesla shares if the company is added to the benchmark index. Well, like it needs any more demand, Tesla hit $1,429 during Tuesday's session. Remember, J.P. Morgan says it's worth $250, all right? Either the market is way off, J.P. Morgan's way off, I don't know. Not only Tesla, a lot of these electric, look at this NIO. Did you know that NIO is the most popular stock on Robinhood these days? NIO is China's electric car maker. It was up another 8% today. It's trading up about 10% in the pre-market. And guess who owns a 15% stake in NIO? Tencent Holdings. That's right. Tencent had a huge earnings report earlier in the week. We own Tencent Holdings here, TCEHY. They're into everything, man. I'm telling you, Tencent Holdings has so many holdings. It's kind of like a SoftBank out of Japan. Maybe, I guess you could compare it to Google here, which has a little piece of action in a lot of companies. Tencent is a stock, is almost like a mutual fund of companies in China, and they own a piece of NIO, 15%. That stock has been flying lately. NIO, here's another trivia quiz. How much is NIO, N-I-O, up in the last 90 days? 400% in 90 days, okay? Those Robinhood guys are going. Pretty soon they'll be gone. But you know what? Who's counting? Fisker Eyes going public. Now, Fisker was a name from a while back. I want to say they're out of India. They made a neat little sports car that was all electric. I don't know if they ran out of money or what, but they're coming back. Their upcoming Ocean model they call the world's greenest car. I like yellow. I don't want green. All electric, red, I'll take red, all electric, zero emissions, with a vegan interior. Okay, there you go. A vegan interior, I guess that means no leather. Plant-based seats, well, I guess. And recycled materials throughout, reads the description on the company's website. Now, I remember in San Diego, I had a client who was a car dealer. A big-time auto dealer, and he had the Fisker franchise there when Fisker was just starting up. That was several years ago. I guess Fisker's coming back, F-I-S-K-E-R. Oh, I got to get to the stocks that impressed me yesterday. Gee, I slipped right past it. Costco. What a breakout in Costco yesterday. I guess everybody's running to Costco to get their French cheese before Trump slaps a big tariff on him. Especially that Brie stuff. What else did I notice yesterday? Oh, man, there was so many yesterday. I might have to do this in the second half of the show. Here, well, I'll do as many as I can. AMD. I have been sitting on AMD for months, and it's gone nowhere for months. And I don't like stocks that go nowhere for months, but I've been patient. AMD had a hellacious day yesterday, and so did the rest of these stocks that we'll talk about. Because I forgot when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, the market is open. NASDAQ down 48. Now, that's a change. Dow down 48. How do you like that? Down 48, down 48. NASDAQ down a bigger percentage, however, than the Dow. The NASDAQ down about twice as much as the Dow today. All right, the stocks that stood out to me yesterday. Farfetch. I don't own Farfetch. The symbol is fetch. I tried to teach my dog to fetch the daily graphs. They used to come in my driveway every Saturday morning. I was talking to Daily Graphs yesterday. Of course, it's now it's called MarketSmith. It's an investor's business daily product. And I was talking to him about the old Daily Graphs. He says, yep, I used to get them too. But my dog would never learn to fetch those things. If he did, they were all chewed up. Farfetch, FTCH, massive breakout yesterday. They're involved in the luxury fashion ecosystem. And it's basically online type of retail. I noticed that the healthcare stocks had a terrible day yesterday. The HMOs. Now, I just have a theory on that. Now, when it looked like Bernie Sanders was going to run away with the nomination, the healthcare stocks were reeling. They were really selling off. So the healthcare stocks, the sell-off in those yesterday could be linked a little bit to Biden's current lead in the polls. The thought is that Sanders definitely would not have been, because he wanted single-payer healthcare, obviously, and do away with all of the healthcare companies. I'm not so sure that that's what Biden is looking at, single-payer, but who knows? He may head in that direction, too. The banks really sold off, too, yesterday. That could also be a part of looking at the latest polls in the election, which I update every week in my newsletter now because that is a big factor going forward. Roku had a heck of a day yesterday. My problem with Roku is I don't know that it'll ever be profitable. But, man, look at that jump in Roku yesterday. It's the number one ranked stock in my app again. It has been in the past. I currently do not own it. AMD had one heck of a day yesterday. Finally. Huge day in AMD. Livongo. This is becoming my favorite stock. Holy cow! Look at that breakout again. We found a pretty good one for you there in Livongo. NetEase had a big day yesterday. That's a Chinese gaming stock. Big company, big company. It's like third or fourth behind Alibaba, JD.com, Tencent Holdings, and then you got NetEase. Huge day yesterday reporting earnings. I mentioned Costco. Lululemon had a big day yesterday. Lululemon is getting into the race for working out at home in your pajamas. Versus going to the gym and risking dying from COVID, right, if you get on the treadmill. Well, Lululemon had a big, nice little jump yesterday. I noticed that one. And, of course, Lululemon recently bought a company. And they're going to go big time into this online workouts with people from their homes all over the world. I also read that Peloton is looking at other kinds of devices other than just bicycles. Maybe they'll have a treadmill workout or maybe a rowing machine workout. Right now they're limited to bikes, but I can see Peloton spreading out to other machines. It doesn't look like we'll be going back to the gyms as a community anytime soon. Let's see what else popped out yesterday. A lot of IPOs. IPOs are going nuts right now. I'm just saying, sometimes that indicates, you know, that things are coming to a head when you see all of these second-tier IPOs coming out. I'm sure Paul would nod his head yes and affirm yes with what my observations over the years have been. when you start seeing these low tier IPOs coming out, they're like, hey, we better get it while the getting's good, because the getting won't always be good. But right now there is that appetite for risk. And you're seeing that same appetite for risk in the junk bond market. Well, at some point, the junk bond market's going to be in big trouble. But that time is not now. In fact, I look at this high-yield inverse junk bond. It just has gone nowhere. I mean, the junk bonds, and you've got the Fed saying an unlimited balance sheet for bond buying. Well, that's going to continue to be wind in the face of anybody that wants to short the bond market at all. All right, let's see what else we have here going on. Quite a bit, actually, in the individual stocks. But those were my observations from yesterday. I can't wait to get started here today. I'm just chomping at the bit. Of course, I'll be on live trading all day. You can sign up through the Best Stocks Now app or through our website. I think most people, I would be shocked if I had any unhappy subscribers right now. They got to have big smiles on their faces with some of these stocks that we have nailed here. And they're not, you know, they're not household names either, a little bit under the radar. That's kind of what I like to do. I never thought about this, okay? With public transportation so unpopular, and you can figure out why that would be right now, used car prices are jumping to new all-time highs. And electric scooters and skateboards and any mode of bicycles, any mode of transportation other than getting on a bus, getting on a subway. I mean, that's just asking for trouble there, in my opinion. So you're seeing a new high in the used car index. Hey, maybe my car's going up in value, actually, the old clunker. So anyways, that's an interesting thought. Alibaba gains a bull on expansion potential. Now, I mentioned earlier in the week that Alibaba was the standout of the day. That was on Wednesday. It followed through yesterday. What can I say? It's an earnings powerhouse, $700 billion. It's China's answer to Amazon. And speaking of Amazon, Amazon exploded to the upside yesterday. I forgot to mention Amazon. Look at that chart. It looks like the Empire State Building, that little tower on top, you know, that goes way up there. That's the Amazon chart right now. And Alibaba seems to be following right along in its footsteps. Sales of PCs are up 11% year over year. How many people working from home in their pajamas, eating Cheerios, had to buy a PC, a home PC, a couple more laptops? I don't know, but it looks like quite a few. PC shipments up 11% year over year. How many companies had to buy their employees PCs to work from at home? Pandemic has meat packers thinking about automation. Boy, that would hurt a lot of jobs. There's 122,000 workers at Tyson Foods. They churn out about 20% of chicken, beef, and pork products in the U.S. They are looking at automation. You know, there is an ETF, Robo, R-O-B-O, that is an automation ETF. And it has been rocketing higher here recently. TikTok no longer available in Hong Kong. TikTok is gone. That's good news for Snapchat. Sony invests $250 million in Fortnite maker Epic Games. Epic Games is a private company. Fortnite is a very, very popular, online game. Guess who else owns a big chunk of Fortnite or Epic Games? Tencent Holdings, T-C-E-H-Y. Gilead's Remdesivir continues to get good news. Now it's okayed in Australia, and their study's showing, hey, look at that, the Dow's up 112. Where did that come from? I blinked my eyes, and the Dow is up 112 while I'm sitting here. How's the NASDAQ? Down 28. It's recouped about 20 points here. Citi warns on Beyond Meat, unhealthy margins. Well, the meat's healthy, don't worry. It's the margins. They don't seem to have much of a profit margin. Okay, I've got two stocks to feature in the final segment of the show. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Looks like the go-go stocks are selling off today. These stocks that have been just red hot recently. And the cyclicals are doing well today. So sell everything and buy the cyclicals, right? Anyways, that's where we're at right now. We've got the small caps are doing okay. They're having a good day. We've got the NASDAQ, however, underwater, and a lot of these red-hot stocks recently are down. Dow's up 43 points right now. The NASDAQ's down 46, so it's going to be another wild Friday. It's starting off with a lot of volatility already. Okay, let's see. What else? Taiwan Semiconductor, they report June revenue. Taiwan has been basically straight up recently, straight up. Look at the massive breakout in TSM. NVIDIA hits a street high target on data center, gets a street high target on data center demand. NVIDIA continues to just be on a tear. It's a quarter of a trillion dollar company now, $262 billion. NVIDIA continues to run. As I said, AMD had a hellacious day, finally, yesterday. What's it doing today? AMD is up just a skosh more there. Amazon gets a street-high target. They keep trying to outdo each other. Now somebody's raised the bar to 3,550. Amazon is currently at 3,212. I bet you didn't know it was that high. It kind of snuck up on you. Had a massive breakout yesterday. A little bit of follow through here today. My featured stock of the day, there's some commentary out on Charter Communications, CHTR. Charter Communications is being upgraded today by Nomura. They raise it to a buy from a neutral. The firm points to the impact of accelerated broadband-only momentum driven by work-from-home measures. Do you know there's actually a WFH is the new acronym, work-from-home. It's a new sector. In fact, I heard somebody's coming out with an ETF. Maybe it's already out. Charter should continue to do well, and they 5G should also be a help to them. The price target on Charter is being lifted to $600 versus the old price target of $500. Charter, let's look it up on the app. It's pure growth. It is a large cap. It's not a little screamer like some of these Livongos, etc., but it is a good value play, in my opinion. We'll see. And it's put up some big performance over the years. The last 10 years, Charter has delivered 30% per year to investors. The market is 11. Over the last 5 years, Charter, 30% per year. The market, 8. And over the last 3 years, 37% per year versus the market's 9. It gets a performance grade of B+. It doesn't have a lot of momentum right now, but it did have a pretty good week this week. Momentum grade is B-. Valuation is very solid. CHTR is currently ranked at number 357 out of 5,243. We'll make that our featured stock of the day. Nomura raises the price target to 600. And Charter is trading right now at 531. So that's some pretty good upside potential. Charter's looking for 54% growth in earnings this year and 59% growth in earnings next year. That is some big, big growth. All right. Well, I am got the newsletter going. I'm updating all of the portfolios from the Ultra Growth. The Ultra Growth is up almost 40% so far this year. And since I started it last year, it's up over 80%. Compare that with the S&P 500. Those numbers are well documented every single Friday, meticulously managed by me. The premier growth, large cap, is way ahead of the market this year. The dividend and growth, for those that need a little more, a little less volatility, I have my emerging growth, which has just been exploding recently to the upside. Those are some of the emerging growth stocks. I call that my AA baseball team. And then, of course, the bond fund just continues to plod ahead at a nice rate with very little, almost no volatility whatsoever. Pick, mix, or match is what I say, depending on where you're at in your own, your own lifespan of your retirement and where you're at and all of that and years ahead, your risk tolerance. That all comes into play. That's why I have a chartered financial advisor on my staff here. Not a chartered. Well, he is that, but I meant to say he is a certified financial planner, a certified financial planner. He can take a look, put together a plan for you. Failing to plan is planning to fail. You've heard that before, and I totally believe that. I try to plan as much as I can. Especially as it relates to important matters like that. Well, we will be sending that newsletter out sometime tomorrow. You can get two free weeks at GundersonCapital.com. I send the client newsletter out the first 2 weeks, and the next 2 weeks I send out the next level down, which is everything but the portfolios. Now, there's people that love to do their own investing. That's their passion. That's their hobby. That's great. We've got lots of tools for you, the newsletter, the live trading, the app. I could not manage money without my best stocks. Oh, I could, but probably not as well. I think the proof is in the pudding, whether the app works or not. But we also manage money. I babysit a lot of accounts here on a daily basis, and I meticulously babysit those accounts, trying to keep them in the best places that I can find at any given point in time. And, of course, it corresponds with their risk tolerance. If you'd like to talk to one of my advisors, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or go on to the web at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.